67 today.
They say there's more errors than you and I doing the crossword puzzle. The New York Times Sunday one, that is, in the CIA interrogation briefing list. We're going to get to that in a second. But first, wow, this was a big one, a vote on closing Gitmo. I think the president thought this was a layup, that Guantanamo was going to be funded $80 million, and the Democrats said no, they want a plan. They sided with the Republicans, and no money is going the way of closing Guantanamo. In the meantime, one of the detainees, one who allegedly was the mastermind behind an embassy bombing that killed 12 Americans and well over 230 plus people, is coming to the United States for trial. All this timing is everything, they say. And the FBI stops a plot after a year using an informant of four guys that they arrested who had intentions of trying to blow up a synagogue, a Jewish community center in New York, and also shooting down a military plane. One of them, one of the people arrested, said that he was sick of what the United States was doing, particularly in Afghanistan. His family came from Afghanistan. All this and the loose ties in the same day. I'm not a conspiracy theory person, but I guarantee you could have a field day on this topic if you were. How come it all went down at the same time? And including the fact that you had a year-long investigation, like I said, and an informant. And the informant, that's when it broke. They supplied the four would-be terrorists with, of course, a Stinger missile that didn't work and explosives that wouldn't go off, and they caught them in the act, but they weren't going to blow up anything. The intent was to do that, so they bungled their plan. I'm sure they were stunned. There used to be a series called Sleeper Cell, and it went down almost like an episode of Sleeper Cell. So here's what happened on Gitmo. There was so much conversation about the horror show that was happening at this prison, and with the 240 detainees, and with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed being waterboarded nearly to death, and with Zubaydah being waterboarded not quite as much, but nearly to death, and all the memos and all the things that that entails. That, of course, the rallying cry to shut Guantanamo down and to restore the image that so many had of the United States, due in part to the treatment of the prisoners at that facility, and they're not getting due process and all that other sort of stuff, that it's interesting that now Guantanamo stays open with the different guy in the White House. And the push on the campaign trail to get her done, it did not work because the Democrats went bipartisan and decided, hey, the constituents don't want this. And that means that there were so many people irate over the idea that guys like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, etc., that you're going to have them in the United States, housed in the United States. It made a lot of people uncomfortable at the thoughts of why do we have to have them on our soil. I think that was the big part of why it was blocked. And there was no plan. There was no true plan as to where is everybody going to go, what's going to happen, all that sort of stuff. So then this happened on top of some of the things that I just mentioned, and it concerns Guantanamo. You have an Al-Qaeda suspect who was accused of some really nasty stuff, who's going to be sent to the Big Apple for a civilian criminal trial. I mean, he is a top suspect. Ahmed Jalani would be the first detainee brought to our soil and the first to face trial in a civil criminal court. Now, there'll be a big dog and pony show, that's what I call them, with any president, at the White House, and this will be discussed tomorrow, so we'll let you hear what Obama has to say about it. But the deal is, he was indicted for the 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Africa that killed 224 people, including 12 Americans in that one. Do you remember it? Jelani, a Tanzanian, is what you would call, and how they label the detainees, a high-value detainee who was picked up in Pakistan many years ago, 2004, and then transferred to Guantanamo a couple of years later. So this is the first, I mean, this is the first decision. The decision on the first U.S. trial of one of them is pretty big because Obama is facing all that pressure to follow through on his plan to close Guantanamo by January of 2010, and it's not looking good because the Democrats did not line up behind Obama. They say they want to see the president's plan before actually shutting the doors of the base, before they agree to give the money. And the Republicans, of course, are pushing to keep the gates open. But regardless, for the reasons, they both wanted it not to happen at this point, and that's why you had that bipartisan vote the way it was. And the detainees coming to the United States for trial would have to be heavily guarded. I mean, just imagine what that would be like. Even the FBI director, Robert Mueller, was not happy with this whole scenario. He told Congress that bringing them to the United States would pose a lot of risk, frankly, even if they were kept in the ultimate maximum security prisons. And when you say something like that, there's going to be a response. So Eric Holder, who's the attorney general, is the guy who's supposed to respond to these kind of things, and he's saying that it wouldn't put Americans at risk, but, you know, there's no guarantee of that. So let's see what the president has to say in this major speech on Thursday morning about national security, Guantanamo, this detainee coming to the United States, Jelani, and he is one of the short list of high-value guys. And this actually, of course, predates the September 11, 2001 attacks. He's not connected to that, obviously. But trying him in the embassy attacks, I don't know, would this help prosecutors with some of the challenges they would face because of the detention and the treatment and all that other stuff? I mean, who knows? He's denied knowing the dynamite and oxygen tanks would be used to make a bomb. He's denied that he had a car used in the attack, all that other sort of stuff. Just before the embassy bombings, he flew to Pakistan. And he worked for Al-Qaeda as a document forger, trainer at a terrorist camp, and he was, oh yeah, remember this guy? He was a bodyguard to Osama bin Laden. So this is a big decision. Because this case has been just lying there. It's been dormant, in other words. And in this case, charges bin Laden and other leaders of plotting the 98 bombings at the embassies in Nairobi, Kenya, and Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. It was awful. If you remember those pictures, think back to it. I'm sure you saw them on the news. Lots of glass, blasts all over the place. People were blinded by the shards that flew out. Awful. And remember what Bill Clinton did afterwards. Hang with us. More to come on America Tonight.
I am the terror. The threat.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting, chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand, try to live. In other words,
all right, America, your time to react here on America Tonight. Detainees coming to New York for trial. How do you feel about that? I just described to you little bits and pieces of the one that's coming to the Big Apple. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And in case you didn't hear, we're going to let you hear what the FBI director had to say to Congress in just a minute. First, let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Okay, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Let me make a couple of points. I'm glad I'm first off, and I'm going to go back in time a little bit, but I assure you that it's relevant to what's happening today. I listened to a little bit of shortwave radio. There's a guy there named Rick Wiles. He does the True News. It's a Christian broadcast. He had on as a guest David Shippers, who was prosecutor during the Clinton administration. He was in the Judiciary Committee during Clinton impeachment. He mm-hmm. wrote the foreword to Jaina Davis's book, The Third Terrorist, about Muslim help at helping Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols to blow up Oklahoma City. Now, just hold on. Let me clear this up.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. He made the point that there was radical Muslim Islamist help for McVeigh and Nichols. And he made the point, and never has the FBI convicted and executed a prisoner, McVeigh, who was a dupe, so soon. The reason I'm bringing that up is because they had prior warning that they would be hit either St. Louis, San Francisco, or Oklahoma City about the bombing. They definitely had radical Muslim help, and the reason they didn't go after the FBI covered it up is because after the first Gulf War, when George Bush's father, he had Republican guards come into the country. Remember, there's about 9,000 of those soldiers. They let them into the country. One of them helped them make the bomb. The reason I bring this up is the Holy Land Foundation and the fundraising for the radical mosques came about in the heartland of America, Oklahoma City, Richardson, Texas, and some other places. Okay.
Right.
Now, the blind sheikh who masterminded was actually the spiritual leader of Osama bin Laden and the other Islamists. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons they wanted to get him out of prison was they wanted to stage terror attacks to get him out of prison. That leads me quickly to this high-value detainee that you talked about coming to New York.
Right.
This is what this may be the setup to stage an attack just to prove if this guy mm-hmm. is so valued. He's not as valued as, say, the blind sheik because he was their spiritual leader, but that may
right.
institute another terrorist attack. And David Shippers said exactly this. They're staging another attack. It's going to be a Mumbai-style attack where they hit shopping centers and schools, exactly what I told you months ago. So he,
right.
I mean, don't listen to me, but listen to this professional, this prosecutor who was in a lawyer for 50 years. He mm-hmm. said they want to hit schools, shopping malls, and other places at the same time. This will give them a chance to do it. So I just want to assure you, or please ask your audience, prepare yourself, take care of yourself. If you live in an area where you can protect yourself and carry your sidearm, do it. Because I'm telling you, Kate, they'll wait 1,000 years, they'll wait 2 weeks. They want to hit us again. And he also mentioned something. Did you know, right at 9/11, that the interpreters working in the FBI office had a party? They were celebrating when the towers came down. The Arab translators. This is how sick this
I know,
are.
I heard that.
And he also mm-hmm. mentioned a place called Norman, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going around, but listen. There was a guy named Joel Hendricks. I kept this in my wallet. I wrote it in pencil. I had it for 2 years. Joel Hendricks was a student at the University of Oklahoma. He tried
right.
to get into the – remember we talked about the game and blow himself up.
Yeah.
So the connection is very simply that you bring these detainees here and you're setting yourself up for destruction. It may not happen like I'm saying – but, you know, this is why Obama's backtracking, and the vote was 90-6 not to let these animals here.
I know.
I want to know who the six are that voted to.
I know. Mark, we're so on the same page with that, absolutely. And it's great that you traced it back to Norman, Oklahoma. And you're right, because I said this, one of the guys, of course, that was picked up by the FBI, one of the things that he was spouting is, look, his family was from Afghanistan, and he hates America and
right.
thinks it's sickening what America's doing in Afghanistan, et cetera. So you're right. And three of them were Islamic. So, yeah, there are absolutely these ties. And this is why, thanks for the call, Mark,
okay.
Listen to what FBI Director Robert Mueller said. He doesn't obviously want the detainees here either.
The concerns we have about individuals who may support terrorism being in the United States run from concerns about providing financing to terrorists, radicalizing others.
Yeah, and see, there you go, radicalizing others. It's like Mark's point. I agree with this. And Mueller's no dummy. He's hip to that. He gets that. Because that's what happens. I was trying to explain. I don't know that I did a great job of it, but that's what happens in these prison systems. I mentioned how I had gone in, and I've been to all forms of the prison systems, the complete lockdown, maximum, the in-between, and then, of course, the country clubbish type prison. And forget the other two, because they would be out of the question anyway. But even the maximum security facilities, the poison that would be spread with any of these guys in there, I'm sorry, there's absolutely. And all you have to do is talk to a couple of wardens off the record, of course, and talk to some guards and talk to people who've been in the system, and they'll tell you that. In fact, we had somebody on the show that was talking about how tough it is to get away from drug addiction, and talked about getting thrown into prison for I forget how much marijuana and cocaine and whatever it was he was busted with. But then I was talking about the prison system and saying, oh, was it tough in the prison system and how do you get clean? And he laughed and said, are you kidding? You don't get clean in the prison system. People just get you drugs. You just have to know how to get the drugs. So in this case, you put these guys in there. Imagine the danger that can do, and also the danger outside of the prison to Americans. I don't think it's fear-mongering. I don't think it's, political advantage by stirring it up, like stirring the pot up. I think there's reason to be concerned, and I think that the FBI director is dead on. Even in what he said, you had to listen to the tail end of what he said. He wouldn't be so concerned if he didn't think that it could trigger other things, other cells, other people, homegrown, whatever, lose connections to somewhere in the Middle East. He wouldn't say that. Because remember, again, the guys picked up African-Americans, three Islamic, one, and I don't know the full backgrounds of all the others, but one who had family in Afghanistan and hated America and absolutely wanted to blow up a synagogue, wanted to pull down a military plane, and didn't care about repercussions, was trying to plan it out, was trying to get the weaponry to make it happen. Luckily, an informant works with the FBI for a year, and they cap these guys. They, well, a form of capping them. Capping in my neighborhood would mean shooting them, but, of course, arresting them, in other words. And that's, I think that's a good thing, but ultimately, the taking the high-value detainees, and the first one coming, Jelani, I think is scary as hell. I don't, I can't wait to hear the spin from the White House, but I don't see the value in this for the United States. Do you? 800-259-5791. The number again for America Tonight is 800-259-5791. And as Mark said, and as I said earlier, the vote overwhelming to keep Guantanamo and to not close it at this point. Of course, the Democrats are saying because they don't have, there's no plan. The Republicans are saying they want to keep it open. And then there's some others that have various reasons. But the bottom line is, and this comes back to you, ladies and gentlemen, you do have a voice. I'll say it again. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you elect the senators and Congress people who represent you. And by all means, you can complain. You can write an email. I mean, if you want to write something great, you can do that if you like something they're doing. But the bottom line is, if you don't like this, this is a great thing to write your congressman and senator about. If you don't know who they are, shoot me an email at americatonight.net, and I'll tell you who they are. But that's people getting involved. And that's why, because there was so much conversation about Guantanamo and the fact that not everybody wanted it closed, I think that helped, at least for now, it's going to stay open. Will it close in January of next year? I don't know. Not so sure. In Pakistan, at least 2 million are homeless. We're going to talk about what's the latest there. And then, of course, jump back to what's happening with Guantanamo and a few other things across the nation, including a cancer patient, a teenager, who's fled with his mother. I've got the details on that.
But they'll never take our freedom!
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Okay, so you can weigh in on Guantanamo. Was it the right decision not to fund the release of the prisoners, or actually the closing of the prison at this time? 800-259-5791. Do you think if the prisoners, the detainees, the high-value detainees were in the United States, it wouldn't make any difference whatsoever because our prison systems are safe, so it's not going to stir the pot with any terror cells, and that's just a bunch of nonsense, and that we're certainly capable of prosecuting the detainees? What say you, America? Let's just put it this way. You know my thought on this. I think that they shouldn't be here, and so much so because the country's won nothing to do with them. They could certainly take back you go through the list. The countries could take back the list of whoever it is their national, right? But they don't want them. They don't even want them. Hey, maybe if you give us some money, we'll take them and then throw them in jail or kill them or whatever, because who knows what they do once they go back. But they don't want them. So what does that say? That speaks volumes, because you have to look at especially the ones with the rap sheet, the allegations that are incredible, like the one that is coming to New York, Jelani. Yeah, killed 12 Americans, blew up over 200 people, allegedly. It's not good. This isn't good either, and it has nothing to do with Guantanamo. It has to do with a sad story about a 13-year-old boy whose family is saying no, they're rejecting the chemo to treat his cancer. He's with his mother, or he was with his mother near Los Angeles, and they're saying, the thought is they might be traveling to Mexico. Let me give you the details on the 13-year-old kid. Daniel Hauser is his name. He has lymphoma. And I guess he responded well to the first round of chemotherapy in February, but they don't want to do the treatments. The family doesn't want the treatments, but a judge is ordering that they need to do the treatments. And I'll explain all the significance of this in a second, because doctors testified at the hearing that he is getting worse. And I'm going to also let you hear what a doctor has to say about, is it treatable and that whole kind of thing, and should they get the treatment. But again, as I said, we're talking about Gitmo, too. That is a big, big story, the fact that there was bipartisan support to not fund the closing of the prison. Obama not happy about this, because this is what he said was going to happen, of course, on the campaign trail. Thinks the United States should take the prisoners in and then try them. But there's certainly pressure on the other side not to do that. Even the FBI director thinks it would be dangerous, let's face it, when you listen to what he said to Congress. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Stu, what do you think?
I think it's a stupid idea. My uncle retired from Jackson State Penitentiary in Jackson, Michigan, which your Michigan callers know where I'm talking about. It's the largest wall prison in the world, not just the United States, not Michigan, but in the world. It's a max security in Michigan. They don't, of course, Michigan doesn't believe in the death penalty. It's not a liberal state. But
right.
My uncle was down for 2 weeks, and he's been retired for, I don't know, 7 years. I think he retired when he was 50. He was down for like 2 weeks, and we were talking about different things that went on, you know, and some of it funny, some of it not so funny. But he was telling us, the inmate, first of all, you wouldn't want to put him with our inmates. Our inmates are so crafty and so smart. I mean, here's a maximum security wall prison. There's prison breaks every day. They may not get on the other side of that wall, but they get outside that prison every day. They know how to break out. My uncle, you take a set of handcuffs put on his wrists with not picking them, nothing, he gets out of them without dislocating his wrists. Where he's, you know, I mean, he's worked with these guys for 30 years. He knows the system. And you put these cracker jacks in with our inmates, man, we are in some deep, deep doo-doo. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I don't think, you know, Obama did the executive order, and that just goes to show he was doing things without even thinking. He wasn't even assessing the situation. He was jumping in head first, didn't care how he had to do it. He was just in on it. And the guy is just, and I want to ask you something also. Last night after I hung up, you said something about global or the environment or something like that. If everybody's that worried about the environment, can somebody please explain to me, are we in global warming? Is that what we're talking about? Because the Earth is actually getting cooler. So how in the hell do we get global warming? Can you explain this to me about the environment? I mean, over $100 million, okay, on global warming. Now I'm going to start global cooling, and I want to make $1 million. Explain this to me about this environment, and is global warming or is it global cooling? Yeah, I mean, greenhouse gases now, I can remember, and I'm sure you can too, it causes the earth to warm up. That's what happened in with the dinosaurs.
Right.
And remember, and we know it was Ice Age, but they come up with every excuse in the world to give us global warming. Everybody bought into global warming.
Right.
We have the Toyota Prius now because of global warming. A $40,000 Chevy Volt that they're going to actually let you keep $800 your tax money to buy. I think it was $800 I figured up earlier,
right.
$800 or $500. And so they're going to give you all this, and nobody has yet to figure out whether it's global warming, global cooling. What exactly is it? Can you explain to me, please?
Right, and you're right. Because it became a political tool, and you either thought there was, quotes, global warming and that we were destroying the environment and the atmosphere with everything from aerosol spray to our cars, then there's our carbon footprint and all that sort of stuff. And so now environmental issues and going green. As you know, Stu, is big almost everywhere, right, even in your local grocery store. Now, I think it's good. I mean, even conservatives will say that's the whole thing. Conservatives conserve some things. But I think you're right. It's over the top, and it's a great excuse at times to push a different agenda. Because nobody can say for sure. You have different, you have varying opinions even among scientists.
It's made so much money for some people, and they started out saying this is what it is, this is how it is, and now it's switched. And as far as political tool, that's Barack Obama.
Yeah, touche. We need the rim shot for that, Stu. We love you.
Thank you.
That was a good call. And of course, Stu was talking about. Last show we were talking about now that there's going to be these stricter CAFE standards, what's that going to do to your cars? Well, you're not going to have some of the same models. Forget the SUV. And I said this, man, this is the time to get in shape, because if you have any bit of a chunk on you and you got a big family, you're going to be squeezed in there like the Flintstones unless somebody finds a way to design something that's not, quote, those giant SUVs and gets more gas mileage. But how do you, I don't know, can they do that? Some say they have the technology, but from what I understand in a quick check with Detroit, there is technology, but not technology for some of the cars that a lot of people are driving right now. It won't work. They haven't designed it for those particular models, so it will look a little bit different, no doubt. Bottom line is you're going to pay more up front. $1,300, at least more. So you think if you get a Toyota Prius and you get your $800 refund, well, then you subtract that off the total of $1,300, so you're going to pay more for that car, absolutely. Let's go out to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Slam and Sammy.
Hello, hello, my favorite person in America.
Thank you. I like that.
Okay,
how are you doing?
Well, let's see. We're both doing fantastic.
Now, let me ask you this question, because Stu brought this up. We were talking about these CAFE standards and global warming and these initiatives and everything. What are most people driving in Montreal? What kind of cars do you see in Montreal?
It varies. You've got the, you know, the rich types who are driving the BMWs and the Mercedes-Benz and, you know, and stuff. Well, there's a joke here in Montreal. I also go by BMW, but my BMW stands for Bus Metro Walk.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. And then you have people driving economy cars and, you know, minivans. So, you know, it varies from, you know, from one end of the realm to the other. And what a couple of supermarket chains are doing here in Canada, I don't know if they've done it in the States yet, that if you want a plastic bag, like if you go shopping in the supermarkets, it costs you an extra 5 cents on top of your food bill, because obviously they're worried about the environment and stuff like that. So that's where they're helping out. So anytime Julie and I go shopping, we bring our sports bags. You know?
Right. See, now I think that's good, because plastic takes so much time to disintegrate. That's a true green thing. I mean, you should be concerned environmental-wise.
Right.
I think it's safe to be.
Yeah.
There are some things that are safe to say, yeah, I think this is a true thing.
Now, I'm confused about this one. Now, being from Canada, we've got our own problems.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Guantanamo. Thank you. Remember, I'm a guy. I'm not too bright. I thought it was a United States government installation. So why are people?
Yeah, but the problem is, okay, it's in Cuba, right? And so you have it there, and you've had these allegations. You've had people that haven't been processed, and then there was the military tribunals that were supposed to be getting started. And the idea is that you've got supposedly. There is a prisoner abuse, and so why you can't have them housed there, you need to bring them to the United States and give them their due process, Sam, because a lot of people in the world think Americans are big, bad, awful people for having a horrible place like Guantanamo, and
that's how
the whole thing started.
Well, I think most Americans, like you, are sweethearts, okay? Some people...
That's a perfect note to end on. We'll take more calls next on America Tonight.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
America tonight, we're talking about a couple of different things. I like to say it's a plethora of excitement jumping from place to place on ATN. We're talking about, of course, Guantanamo, bipartisan cooperation. The Democrats decided we're not going to fund this either right now for different reasons than some of the Republicans' reasons for wanting Gitmo to stay as is. Bottom line is one of the what they call high-value detainees is coming to New York to stand trial for what he's charged with doing, and that includes killing 12 Americans in an embassy bombing that killed, you know, 240 about people. Sad, sad thing if you remember it. The pictures were just awful. It was during the Clinton administration when that happened, but anyway, so I'm sure the president has a lot of thoughts on this, as this was the push to shut Guantanamo down, and he's going to speak on Thursday. But what do you say, America? Do you really, I mean, be honest, dig deep on this one. Do you care that the detainees would be in our maximum prisons? Do you worry that there could be repercussions from that? Or, you know, do you think that there's too much scuttlebutt over the whole thing in the first place? I'm going to say the third thing, you really can't go there. I think that you either go one of two ways on this. You feel like, well, America looks bad and all these people are across the world are saying we're savages and Guantanamo is part of that, so you got to make a move there. Or you think it could be so dangerous to a prison population, even if they're secured and shut off from the rest of the general maximum folks that are in there. Trust me, it's just like what Stu said. I know people in the prison system, and it's not what you think it is. Let's go to Shelly, rather, easy for me to say, in Michigan. Shelly, thanks for calling ATN. How are you?
Very good. How do I feel about, by the way, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking.
Good. I know you're dealing with a lot of different topics here. And I want to deal with a number of them. How do I feel about terrorists? I feel that anyone that takes out America should be eviscerated.
Oh, amen. You're playing on the same team as some of the rest of us. I agree. Yeah.
I was actually calling in. There was a previous caller prior to the last caller you had, and that's the reason I called in. It was about global warming and all that good stuff. Global warming is really ruining Michigan, and I'm from Michigan. I find it very interesting. The reason I wanted to call you is the global warming issue is a bunch of bunk, because in the past 2 out of 4 years, the Global Warming Summit, which was supposed to be held in Washington, D.C., was canceled because of a snowstorm.
Yeah, I remember.
And that's a fact. Mm-hmm. And I was making note of this, and I thought, you know, this is very interesting. And then they decided to call it climate change. And to me, it's kind of like, okay, we're playing with Mother Nature, and she does what she wants to. So you've got a doctor sitting there going, well, you know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. You're pre-menopausal, you're perimenopausal, you're post-menopausal. No, you're menopausal.
Right, exactly.
It makes about as much sense.
Right. You're right. No, you're right, and that's what I said. The scientists don't even agree. You can't really, there's no 100% positivity on this. And someone could say, oh, well, you know, that's like, was the Earth flat or round or, you know, any discovery you could talk about that there
Galileo,
were just believers.
Galileo was shot down 500 years ago for that.
Yeah, exactly. But I agree with you. I think that you listen to enough people, you read enough about it, and I think it is a lot of bunk. There's certainly things we can do to conserve that are helpful, that are environmental. I mean, you know, you drive through Houston, it's like driving through pollution on certain days, and L.A. is the same way, and they have, I guess, the worst pollution in the country. I've been to both places several times, but okay, so that's one thing, but it's different than overall saying that we have global warming and that we have to panic.
Why don't we worry about our own safety?
Yeah.
I think our biggest issue, they want to bring terrorists back into our country. What the heck is wrong with that program?
I agree. I don't understand why there hasn't been more people who have complained about this, because they don't really understand what that means. And even Mark, if you were listening earlier, called and he said, listen, don't think I'm crazy and whatever. And he was talking about stuff that he had heard on shortwave radio. But he was in New York like I was in New York when this happened, Shelley. And to see those people running through the streets, I was in Queens when it happened. I'm sure he was in Long Island.
Oh.
And it's
wow.
And regardless of where you were, but you saw what happened. And let me tell you, I didn't care if the person was a liberal, called themselves a liberal, called themselves a Republican, a conservative, or whatever. Everybody wanted Osama bin Laden's head on a plate, and everybody wanted revenge, and everybody wanted something to happen. Everybody felt insecure and not safe anymore. And this is the thing. You have to decide how you want to live. I mean, we live in a free country. It's fabulous. Would you want to live anyplace else? And why do we want to destroy this? Why do we want to say that we're going to bow down to some nonsense and a few pundits and rhetoric that's out there? So we're going to have terrorists come to our country, people who killed Americans and who were plotting had other plots in the works to kill Americans, and we're going to put them in our population, our maximum security facility somewhere. That's ridiculous.
Well, you know what? Maybe we ought to ask ourselves, would the people that fought in the Revolutionary War agree with this?
No.
Yeah.
No, the answer is no, absolutely. No.
That's what people need to think about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Think back in history to other wars that were fought much differently. But imagine if you placed, you're right, imagine if you placed the thought behind the Revolutionary War and then coupled it with what's going on now. And here's the thing that I hate the worst, Shelley, because I really think this. I think that the people, let's just say a jihadist or someone from Al-Qaeda or a Taliban, whatever, you can label it whatever you want. I think that they laugh hysterically when they watch Al Jazeera and they hear these things. They love it. It plays right into the hands of somebody who wants to come into America and do Americans harm.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. You're a good caller, Shelley.
Thank you.
Call us again.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. You have a great one. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And Shelley was plain about it. She was right. What are people thinking that you want to have terrorists in the United States? I mean, you want to take the 240, and then let's say some of them aren't as bad. We'll have two different piles, the really bad guys and the not-so-bad guys. And the maybe there's one or two that's innocent. I mean, give me a break. There was a reason there was Guantanamo. Safety reasons, right? And what does that stir up when you have those kind of people in our system? I think it's crazy. And think of the 80 million to do that. Oh, but trust me, it's a fight that's an uphill battle. I mean, it really is. And you think of now this vote to close Gitmo on the table. And what some people will say, and a lot of people will say this, because trust me, I'll get emails on this, and I'm cool with that. If you think the opposite way, don't be shy. Dial the digits, 800-259-5791. This will be what I would be labeled as, I guess, and probably a lot of other talk radio hosts, is that we're playing the fear card, and that this is all about fear, and you know, we're the United States, and look at all the other prisoners and what happens in the prisons, and you know, how could we not think that we should give these guys due process on our soil? How could we not think that that was the right thing to do? So you have this foiled plot in New York, and at the same time you have Gitmo staying open. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats, part of this is they wanted to block the money for the Gitmo closure too. Nobody's backing Obama's plan right now to close that sucker and try some of the detainees in American courts, but I think now that you got one coming to New York, I think you're going to have others, and that's what I think the president is going to say. If you have more thoughts on this or other things, absolutely, by all means, you know how to find us. AmericaTonight.net.
Your one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.